Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thugging like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Boat, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. We off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy Lil Yapa, UNLV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You hear me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girlfriend, the bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world hip hop. Well, much love.
All right.
Giving a shout out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey y'all, this is Stacey Lachey giving a shout out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX stand up, Hud City was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh Design, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Yeah, yeah. Sam Seek, I can't. I'm on my 500 shit, nigga. This that Free C Murder album. Huh? I got a beat out for my dog like he was deaf for me. You know what it is. Look.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, flying with no limit in 97. Released the Element 98. Just gave me 9, 2007. And they shipped me to Hunts the next day. I'm repping the South. That way. I'm so New Orleans, baby. You know, turning that coke to crack days. Yeah, I'm an 80s, baby. My niggas, they gorgeous. They like green. We smooth operators. He got hit over 300 times. Damn, see you later. Picture the game, not for everybody. Gotta be able to be shit. And don't tell your business to everybody. Cause nigga be pulling all snake shit. Surrounding myself with real niggas. Now they don't fuck with the fake shit. I really wanna see my niggas eating. Get the fuck with that hate shit. Blood, sweat, and a couple of tears. 500 blocks of fears. Look here, I swear. I live for my niggas that die cause they ain't able to live. Bitch, your mouth. Homies living through me. Bell, Yoda, and hit. Wrote LaWu and Kendrick and Smurf. Can't forget about Pig. Yeah. My little brother couldn't say that no better than 500 catching hell. Man, I swear, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, for real. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. For real, for real. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know.
Look at all these foreign cars. Look at all these foreign broads. Look at all these racks on racks, nigga. Tell them where the fuck you at. That 5, bitch. Double a O. The block. Yeah, you already know, nigga. Go get us for real. Now, bitch, watch us go get us a meal. Go get it and chill? Fuck no. Go get it and go. Fuck it right. Go get us some more. Cause guess what? I put in the dope. Huh? You thinkin' we lame?
Say what?
You thinkin' we fake? After you get it from money, then bitch, you get it from Nate. Yeah, you get it from Ray. Bitch, right in your face. Yeah, right in your face. Bitch, that's where we leave it. When you get it from beans, or you get it from beating. Believe me, where you stand, we'll leave you.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know.
My niggas for life, you heard me? I ain't gonna never forget where I came from, you dig? That 500 block, you dig? You know what I'm saying? 500 block, that's where I grew up at. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get left at, you dig? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my niggas. Rest in peace to all my niggas, you heard me? Bell, yo. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Hick, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace all my niggas. I got love for all my niggas. 500 block, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know how we get down.
You know. R.I.P. to the ghost. My dog, known as Slim. You know.
I'm that nigga, what the fuck is he talking about? Yeah, I'm that nigga, what the fuck is he talking about?
My homie Soldier Slim, I won't hear the whole know you clap. If it ain't real, it ain't me. My nigga told you that, you better believe. A uptown nigga sold him that. Dirty, put that Mac, know your soldier shit on the map. When it come to internet, I ain't into that. Knee deep in the streets, bitch, I'm really living that. I got family doing life, fighting, trying to give it back. And it's free all of my niggas till they get my niggas back. Niggas know I'm coming when you fucking with mine. I bet I pump the party like I'm partisan. Crime, you better get you some business and stay up out of mind. I'm only saying it once, won't be a second time. When I step, my nigga step into like a second line. If I up it, then I'm busting that. Bitch, I'm slagging mine. Fucking right, bitch, I tell the truth, even when I'm lying. If you owe me, nigga, send me that. Let me get what's mine, you know.
I'm that nigga, what the fuck is he talking about?
Second verse thing got worse than the first. Your people need to call up Rebirth and all the box of white t-shirts. Cause I'ma knock your ass off. No, I ain't the last dime, I'm the last dog. And the streets know what's happening with me. I was running on Willow Street when niggas was scared to come out. That's word to my cousin C. I'm praying they let a G out. These niggas be running their mouth, speaking on my name. I'm looking for me hiding, but I'm on a nigga ass. Ball him up like he golf and throw him in the trash. I heard they call so and so sleeping with a fag. I'm on fire, I'm hot, and I'm cooler than a fan. It's understood, don't need to be explained. Understand? Stupid clown ass. Bitch ass nigga. Now you gotta see me. Yeah. You know.
I'm that nigga, what the fuck is he talking about?
Free Lil God, Gambino family, still get organized.
Free Mac,
huh? CMC shit, huh?
You know. Malachi C, Azizo, Q3.
Give a fuck how you keep it, I'ma keep it cheap, you know. And it's free, see murder, and Tennessee murder free, you know. It don't cost nothing to think, nigga, that shit is free. I ain't sneaking my niggas for shit, that shit is weak.
My homie got them 10 a key, if you try to scoop.
And I got that mini me, and I'ma let it blow.
You know I'm spitting dynamite whenever I float. Ain't gotta tell me that I'm nice, nigga, cause I know I was already gone when they was trying to go. Got the fiends running in and out like I got a stove. I'm the same nigga even when my niggas not around. Being broke is a joke and Nelly not a clown. I'ma never fuck around, put that on my only son. Bitch, I'm grinding like it's 10 of them, but he the only one. Nigga, life is what you make it, and sometimes we gamble that. I gotta go just hold a nigga down till I make it back.
You know. Finally found my way up, I'ma stay up, ain't no looking back. I only fuck with real niggas, I don't fuck with rats. Niggas want it, I'ma give it to them, I'ma fuck with that. What you see is what you get when you fuck with that. Finally found my way up, I'ma stay up, ain't no looking back. I only fuck with real niggas, I don't fuck with rats. Niggas want it, I'ma give it to them, I'ma fuck with that. What you see is what you get when you fuck with that.
Hold up. Hold up, let me check my watch.
What you looking for?
Just what the fuck I thought.
What's that?
Bitch, it's time.
Damn.
I've been killing and flipping and drilling these beats so long. I done had drug habits, been incarcerated, man, it's time for me to get on. I remember being broke. He ain't lying.
Uh-huh.
Got a broke whip, fucking broke bitches. From a broken home, that's life. My heart broken, my house broken, my car broken.
Yeah.
Never had my fucking job broken.
Yeah.
Tired of being broke, fuck, I'm losing hope. Guess I gotta go all in.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody that said I wouldn't do it. I done it the way that I wanted to do it. The way that I live is the way I'ma die. 10 toes, my head up high. Peter Piper picked the pepper. Stomach picked up his pump, pulled up, pop a pussy nigga. Tell him play if you want, but your ass up like a skyscraper. I'm too high to come down, hater. Y'all just a bunch of fake dickheads, whole room full of vibrators. Bitches up like a skyscraper. I'm too high to come down, hater. All sweet niggas running back. Pussy nigga, you an hour later.
I'm on my way up, I'ma stay up, ain't no looking back. I only fuck with real niggas, I don't fuck with rats. Niggas want it, I'ma give it to them, I'ma fuck with that. What you see is what you get when you fuck with that. Finally find my way up, I'ma stay up, ain't no looking back. I only fuck with real niggas, I don't fuck with rats. Niggas want it, I'ma give it to them, I'ma fuck with that. What you see is what you get when you fuck with that. Wondering
my bed. Niggas afraid to see a Gabby new nigga get paid. So my life be filled with bloodshed. Late nights, mama's crying on the bed, visualizing me in the grave. Now why the fuck it got to be this way? These projects got a nigga fucked up in the head. Gotta stay high to survive, I ain't gon' lie. Streets be having the nigga won't die. Being a breeder, got to stay alive. Keep close to my profile, keep my eyes on the prize. Can't be victimized by bitch niggas in disguise. Pretending to be my thug nigga, while all the while my designated killer. My whole life is a thriller, everything is on the realer, nigga. I'm all about my thriller, fuck up and I kill you. I know you feel the pressure that a thug going through. I wanna change, but it's hard to do. One all my life, I've been true to the game. Pushing cane to represent my family name. And a damn thing gon' change, it's the same old thing. Every time I walk on my house, these player haters approach. These niggas get smoked, cause Lord knows I ain't ready, ready to go. When my time, but when my time comes, and my blood runs, it blaze the blunt. And watch over my son, make sure that his day's okay. Try to tear from his eye. When this nigga here dies, tell him I went to a place high next to Allah. Tell him that I live my life as a wise guy.
This is Reginelli, you understand?
Yes, sir. Big shout out to my co-host of Spirit, T-Mask with the Facts, Ill Out of Same Man, Miss Chinchilla. We all ride this with this exclusive interview with Reginelli. And he got a lot to say, man. Now, first of all, I want to say I'm glad that you guys are okay from that hurricane, man. How's it looking out there for y'all?
Oh man, it was looking straight. It kind of like it ain't really do nothing. They probably, you know, that first they thought it was gonna come this way, but it wind up we ain't getting nothing but a little rain. Yeah, it ain't really do nothing.
Yeah, New Orleans is very resilient, man. I mean, y'all be surviving all them storms from the Gulf, and y'all still standing strong, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we still kind of shaking back from Katrina. You know?
But nevertheless, man, I'm glad to have you on, man. I mean, there's a lot been going on. So talk to us about what's been happening with you lately, bro.
Oh, man, I've been working on another, dropping another EP. I've been in the blogs, too. You know, for a few little things that I had to step on, you know. But other than that, you know, I'm working though. Me and my team be on it, yeah.
Now with the new EP, how does this differ from your past work?
I didn't elevate it. You know, I stepped my game up. You know, I'm using different words. I'm creating my own lingo. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm in that zone. I'm in that zone.
And with this joint here, it's like, is it the Similac EP that you was promoting, or this is something very brand new coming?
Nah, this gonna be this something brand new coming. It's gonna be called Black Anise. I'm working on a cover artwork for it now, but the name comes from, like, cause a lot of people be, when they be hearing me rap, they be hearing me say different stuff and putting words. You know, I'm creating my own language. My own lingo. That's Black Anise. That's the Black Anise talk. That's what all my partners and everything be saying, that we listening to that Black Anise talk. So, you know, but we was, you know, we was playing as a joke, but I was really like, man, hold up, I'ma use that. So that's what I'm working on. Not all new music though, I'm be on now. There's something new coming.
Do you have any, like, features from the Gambino fan? Because I know you guys did a video recently. So, y'all, they going to be up there?
Yeah, they going to, Malachi going to be on there. My brother got it. He going to be on there. Freela got it. Freecy Murder. You know, but, and I think I got the two songs that gonna be on there too. So, and you know, Jacka, Forever Real, you know, he on there. I got a couple of people that's gonna be on this one that I'm gonna really, you know, that been rocking with me. You know, I gotta get them in there. So I'm making sure they be on it.
Now production wise, y'all still be keeping that Louisiana bounce sound, that gutter sound?
I try to mix a little bit of everything in it, you know, where it'll be like, you know, it'll be like,
they got lost. I'm going to try to bring them back.
Hello?
Yeah, you on, bro? Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to have a song for whatever type of mood you're in. I ain't going to be able to miss you.
That's what's up right there.
So just be on it. All I can say is just be on the lookout for it.
And now, one of the songs that we played earlier, it was talking about the situation going on with Young Turk from the Hot Boys. Now, what we like to do on Off the Cuff Radio is we like to get clarity on everything that's going on. Like, we get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So, for those who are pretty much in the dark, do you care to tell us how this started and where are we going at it right now from here?
To be honest with you, for me, I'm really, at first I was, you know, I was like, oh, you know what, I'm going to go ahead on and just fall back off, you know what I'm saying? Because really, the work been done already. I didn't already, you know, put all the facts out and everything. So, but when I called myself, let me go, you know, really, after I went through the little first phase of, you know, when I first found out that he mentioned something about a charge we was on, that we went to trial on, I try to, you know, leave that like that after that. But then, you know, I'm seeing people sending me stuff that he going on live and saying this. So that's when I was like, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead on and do what I wanted to do from jump and run him out. But as far as the situation was, you know, man, Turk was on a charge together. And we wind up catching a charge together, and we wind up going to trial and got found not guilty on the charge. But they asked him, he did an interview, and they asked him something about how he felt about Young Buck leaving. I think he's a juvenile or a cash money or something like that. And he went to saying, no, he don't know about that because he was going through something, and he was in a car with some dude that ain't want to take their charge, which he just got up there and just told the total opposite of what really happened. And that's when I found out about it. That's when I made the video clip going, you know, really just really messed up about why. I don't understand what was that mentioned for, like what, for what reason? And the only thing I could think of was, now I know he's a clout chaser. You know what I'm saying? I know he probably saying my pussy just like not. All I'm hearing on his, everybody sending me to saying it's about No Limit. Well, why all of a sudden no, everything is No Limit is your topic? Clout chaser. You know, they just had the No Limit Chronicles and all this here. You just trying to find any kind of way, you know, to get in. But he's going to never play with me like that. But to make a long story short, because, you know, y'all, I got to keep it all the way 100. When the dude who I got on the video, my partner Terry, he is the guy that Turk actually went to buy whatever he went to buy from. That was the dude who they had under surveillance. That was one of the dudes who was on the charge with me, Turk, and my other partner. There was five of us on the charge, but only three of us was in a car together. Me, Turk, and my real, you know, my real partner that I still be with till this day. So, but to make a long story short, Terry told, was out the gate saying, Turk told on him, like, right? No, I'm like, you know, we all in the holding tank together, but no, Turk wasn't with us. Turk wasn't with us at the 6th District, or he wasn't with us as when we made it to the book. He was always separate for us, but we never even paid attention. We talking, you know, we talking about how we get hooked up, how they got all us on the charge like we was all together when we really wasn't. Only three people was in my car. But I was defending to saying, no, I don't think he's a rat, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo. And then nobody really ain't pay attention to it because he didn't get on the stand and do it. But he told the police that it was in, that my partnership was in the wall. They wouldn't have never found it in the wall. So, but I wouldn't have never found this out if he wouldn't have never mentioned my name. So he really just brought all this on himself for this to come back up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people don't, you know, ain't understanding is with three of us in the car. So us three that was in the car that got stopped together should have been the only three that went to trial together. But that's the reason why they put all us together, because by Turk giving a statement saying, look in the wall, they had to put us like we was together in order for the statement to stick. So, yeah. So he round here all this talking about show your paperwork and all that. Well, that's why his conscience eating him up for what he did. And I went to the source. This ain't come out. No, this ain't no room. I'm just finding this out because I told you he didn't get on the stand. What he did was he told the people to look in the wall thinking that was going to help him get cut loose, but they still made him go to trial with us.
has he mentioned anything to y'all? Has he mentioned you lately, or has this pretty much been under the bridge for the moment?
He's been under the bridge. Every now and then, like, he made the little song that sound like something he was saying in 97, 98, 99. Like, he just redoing the same letters, words. But that's about it. But he ain't never said nothing. Now, he done talked about it because he done got on live and said, not knowing that I already been and seen Terry already. That's how I get him on the video. That's why Terry was saying he was ratting on him. But he got on live and said, my partner Terry. Your partner Terry? Well, your partner got a message for you. And that's when I posted the video clip of Terry saying he's a rat. But Turk don't, let me tell y'all, Turk is like, he want that clout back. You know, he tried it with Kodak, he tried it with Baby, you know, until Baby called him face to face, and it was a whole different story. Even with the BG situation that I just posted, he said, the devil, now he not going to say this person's name, but I am in the streets. I am, you know, I'm a street dude. My ear always to the street. I know what he talking about. I know who he talking about. But he using it as the devil. The devil tried to come take you. Man, I don't care if that's your real partner that you have love for. Can't nobody stop you from saying free BG. And go look. And see how long it's been since he posted something saying free BG. Man, that man ain't, he ain't coming to, he ain't going in that project and do what I did. I went and shot a whole video in the project, in his hood, in the TC, with no security. He not going to do that. So I'm really, I ain't much worried about it. I'm going to see him. No, and
yeah,
he was calling me after that. What you about to say?
Yeah, I was gonna say, and switching gears for a minute, then we'll probably get back to that. I wanted to bring you on because I want people to know about your contributions into No Limit, because you know No Limit is like a hot topic for what's going on with the industry just because of the BET special that ran. And I want to put you on to let people know what your contributions was to the tank. Like, did you do any ghostwriting there?
No, the only writing I did was to write, you know, the stuff that I rap. You know, everybody pretty much wrote their own music. But I put in a lot. We dropped the album. The Gambino Family, still Ghetto Organized. Ghetto Organized was the name of the album under No Limit. And it's platinum now. And we don't receive nothing off that album. We don't get no publishing, no writers, but we don't get nothing off that album. Nothing was done right. And me and just a lot of people was like, when I said me and Malachi got emancipated, you know, we went in a Baton Rouge courtroom with this lawyer. His name, Edward Hawkins. Hawkins was the lawyer at this time. And a judge legally made us adults, even though we was underage. But we never understood the reason for that at that time or why. You know, we didn't even question it because P, our cousin, that's our cousin. You know, We want to be sure that he have our best interest. But all that was for, because down the line like now, if we feel like we didn't get what we deserve, if we didn't get what we deserve, we can't, ain't nothing we could do about it. Because we was legally adults. And you could research it. You know, I was just telling somebody this. Why would I not get his due, his flowers, if he deserves them? Why not? I'm not no hater. I'm not, you know, I don't, I'm just not going to, I'm not going to condone and wrong all around. I'm not going, you know you wrong, you steady doing the same thing. You steady promising people this. You steady saying we're going to do it. And but once you get straight, you gone. Until you meet us again. No, I just got tired of that. So that's what, and they got stuff that I ain't, you know, featuring song that I still ain't get paid from.
Do you have like a lot of unreleased songs in that vault?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of unreleased songs. I got a lot of unreleased Gambino family songs that all us are, all four of us are on together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I got a lot of songs. I got a lot of songs. Like if I just wanted to put out the songs that I consider old. Maybe like a couple months, a year. I could drop a couple more albums just with them.
Yeah, because that's the root of it, man. Because if you have like all those albums in the fashion, I can understand your gripes. Because it's not
right.
Like you just went over there. You only have like a EP or a single there. If you have like bodies of work, then I can see why that. You have the, you feel how you feel about P and how he's handling things. Now, when going back to
yeah,
that,
because
go ahead.
To be, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's what I like get people like. I just feel like, why not show your like this? This dude is really my blood cousin. Like, why not teach us the game? Why not show us? You know what I'm saying? You get in front of the camera and say you want to teach. Do this and teach these, but you not. That's not really your intention. That's your intention is when you get in front of the camera. But when you're off the camera, your intention is not good. But you won't get up there and say they wouldn't work and they spent their money at a strip club. Everybody spent their money at a strip club. And people be saying who you made a millionaire. He ain't had no choice but to make Snoop a millionaire because Snoop already had a name. And you sure don't want nobody with a name like that coming back years later saying what you did him. So, yeah, of course he helps me. He ain't had no choice. But who else? Who else had $1 million that was under no limit and is documented? You can research. Nobody ain't ever had, nobody had money to give you enough money to come back and ask for more. You know, we didn't understand it at that time, but now we understand it. Just like I was watching the dude break down the Chronicles on YouTube. People saying, well, if P gave him a house and P gave him this, and P getting this, but he not saying, he not coming bring you this and say, look, I'm taking this out. Your money went to hell. I mean, I'm deducting this. Because he was deducting everything. Nothing was given for free, no. He was ducking, but he not telling you he did ducking. You see what I'm saying? And that's what. And then the dude was like, you got to look at who he went and got advice from. He went and got advice from Michael Jackson's lawyer, who advised him on how to do this. So he had everything all mapped out for me. It ain't just pop up in his head in one day. You know, he went to school for it and everything.
So
but that's where I'm at.
Go ahead.
I think you was about to say something about it. I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you like, what do you feel? Did you watch the Chronicles? And if you did, what do you feel was accurate, inaccurate about the BET special?
I didn't watch the Chronicles. I've watched break parts of it on YouTube. Like, I was watching the little podcasts that was, like, breaking it down. Like, I can't remember the dude's name but he can't follow me on Instagram. But he was, I could tell he got a lot of, his breakdown was more, but nothing was accurate enough. Nothing as far as pertaining the, I'm gonna talk about what situation, what the negotiation. Like, you know, I think he mentioned the negotiation, but he never really got into details about what the negotiation was about. When all actuality, Beast by the Pound didn't have to negotiate nothing. That's their money. That was owed to them. The only reason why they were willing to negotiate was because they was ready to just get past that and move forward. Because that was starting to be a big problem. Like, it was starting to cause friction and, you know, like, you know, people already ain't getting paid, you know, steady working. You know, the money they do got is gone. We're using that for a whole year straight. How much money supposed, a little bit of money supposed to last? But they was willing to be like, okay, look, let's say you owe us 1.3, and this is not nothing accurate. I'm just using an example to give people an idea. All right, you owe us between a five or one turn something or whatever. Just give us this so we could just let this be water under the bridge. And he ain't want to do that. And then they didn't have anything in there about, they didn't have anything in there about the Soldier Slim and Servon fight. Why that was left out? You know, why the Gambino family was left out?
It kind of seemed like they ain't really mentioned too much of Soldier Slim up there.
Nah, they ain't, because, you know, you got to remember, before Slim got killed, Slim hadn't made a diss song about a couple of them, I think like two or three of them, even with the Crazy song. So, you know, he wasn't going to mention that. Like, it seemed like all the people that was attached to C, that was hooked to C, that's the people he made sure he left out. You know, and I don't like the way he talked about seeing that. Yeah, you mentioned them, but you was trying to make it seem like, this man, you know, you ain't telling them about all the stuff he is invested in. You know, the artist he become. You know, that he got convicted because of his name. You know, that he was targeted. You know, not make him look like he is a bad guy. Even with Mac was targeted. You know, Mac never, this somebody that never even had got arrested before in their life, never even had a charge, don't even have a record. Like, it should have been focused more on exposing how artists are being targeted. It shouldn't matter what your name is. I'm an artist, a platinum selling artist. Yeah, you could go and buy my CD, Google me or whatever. You know, it shouldn't have been, the picture shouldn't have been painted like that. You know? So, you know, I got a lot of issues with Pete. And, you know, I talk, me and you talk on a lot of occasions. Like, you know the situation with my brother Legati. You know, he's incarcerated right now. Free Legati. You know, but he got incarcerated after P did what he did. You know, made him quit his job to come down here for the Essence Festival and perform, you know, with you and I'm right there when he's telling you, in order for me to come down there all them days, I got to quit my job. And you told him, come on. But after the Essence Fest was over with and you didn't need him, you know, you got paid. You took out. Left a couple of them stuck out. And you can't keep doing nobody that, man. I don't care who you are. So now, it's all coming out. It's all coming down on him. It's all, you know. And you know what's crazy? I kind of felt bad for him that everything just coming down on him at once. But then I realized, man, P don't care about nobody but P. Like, I wouldn't have never said no nothing like my brother not coming home on no national TV in front of no camera. Like, now, this your brother, the one that if you say no, he come and see you. You couldn't, but bad enough if you said no limit name in the wrong way. If you said no too loud, he was coming. So how you not like, you know, that's why I said in my last interview, if I don't care about it, I had to send 10 lawyers in there. My brother getting out there. And he innocent. So, you know, there's a lot of issues I got with him. I just don't like when he get up there and say, just accept your, you know, just say, you know, yeah, I did a lot of wrong stuff that I should have done right. You know, don't just get up there and make it seem like, you know, the artist's fault. You know, you clowning people and all this. You're like, you know, when you ain't really right yourself. You know what I'm saying? You ain't straight like that no more. You know, so what? But you be quick to attack one of your family members when they speak the real, but you got whack 100 saying what he's saying about you. I ain't even say nothing about that yet. Oh man, stop it, man. You gonna be real or you gonna be fake? You can't straddle the fence.
Now, you know, a lot of people, they have, you know, prop Master P up for, you know, his ambition and acumen. Like, what is it, like a main character flaw that you see in P?
Man, P got a the main flaw I see here in him is not being man enough to accept his wrongs. And it don't always go P way. It's not all about P no more. That's why it was hard for artists to break. If you look at it, if you go all the way back to King George number, it's like a pattern when it comes to situations like that with P. I mean, listen to what they saying from the King George era to the Megum Say era, even to the No Limit Forever era with the dude Young June. And, you know, like, it's a pattern. So, I mean, it don't take a ride. I understand they got some, you know, just straight masterpiece fans, but the facts, you can't dispute the facts. So that's all. That's my thing. You know, that you gotta at least on and try to fix it. Like, he had numerous of times to fix it before he must came to the demolish of it. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't want to do it. Stubborn. So, and I'm gonna just put this out for the record, and I would never. You will never hear me on a song unless they just get it off something I did already. But I'm not never doing nothing with him no more. No limit, period.
Now, this whole thing just shedded some light on what's going on with C Murder for those that's been, you know, not really familiar with what's going on with his case and stuff. Now, you being around C, working with C, and, you know, being on the same label with C, like, what is it about C that a lot of people don't know that's positive about him or what he's done? Like, what is other things that you know that people aren't familiar with about him? What side is it?
To be honest, I don't know where he went wrong at, because I, like, people don't really know, like, C, like, him and C and P relationship wasn't all that before C went to jail, you know, and C is, I think, to be honest, P never really wanted to see C be a bigger artist than him. That's for number one. You know, and it just, I really, like, when he did that, that really messed me up. You know, and that's why I went on live, and, you know, I was, because, man, that, C don't deserve that. And you really, a time like that, you know, you should be happy somebody stepping up, whether it's Kim Kardashian, Monica, or whoever. Because you, it don't seem like you was doing nothing. You know, I mean, if you pay attention to what, when he said, when he named what he did for C, the only thing he could say was, he paid for him to go to my auntie's funeral, which is their grandmother. And he couldn't say nothing else after that. I mean, I pay attention to everything. You got to be careful what you say around me, because I don't miss nothing. That's the only thing he came out of his mouth and said he did, was paid for him to go to the Big Mama film. So, but the good things, I don't know up until this point what he's doing as far as good. I mean, I hear he do stuff, you know. He got programs in Cali and, you know, stuff like that, and a couple of other places, but I just don't believe nothing. I gotta see it if it's coming from him.
Right,
and I really don't even much.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Go ahead, you. Oh, I really just don't. I really don't be paying attention to nothing. Like, I be focused on me, you know, doing what I gotta do for me. But the only time I do know is if somebody send me something, they'll be like, man, you hear what P saying on here? You know, people are sending me stuff like they did with the Turk situation. Somebody sent me that and told me exactly where to go at, where he starts saying, talking about the situation with us. But, yeah, I don't be. So that's the only, and if I feel like you saying something that's directed towards me or my brother, you know, family, of course I'm going to feel like that. I'm going to respond. And however, whoever, you know, you follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty sure everybody's following me on Instagram. I'm everywhere. I just had a concert, you know. And that's just me. But I'm not, I can't even tell you what, all I know is what I be hearing. And I don't even much knowing if that's true as far as him doing, giving back, you know. So I wouldn't be able to really answer that correctly.
Now with Soulja Slim, on the other hand, because it's good, it's a bittersweet thing that Slim is finally getting, like, a lot of recognition just off his contribution to New Orleans. but it's also bittersweet just based off that he's not here to see it. Like, how does his death impact New Orleans?
Wait, say that again.
How did Soldier Slim's death impact New Orleans? Because you know you have a lot of cities that felt a sort of way when Biggie got killed in New York and Pac in the West Coast. You care to explain
It had an impact. Yeah, it was an impact like that, like Pac or Biggie impact. You know, Slim was. They got a lot of dudes that was under. We call it the Soldier Slim era. Slim had his own lingo or the way he talked. Slim was real street. Go anywhere, and he was well respected, and he one of them people like how I am, when you get to a point, especially when you're grown, you ain't gonna let nobody on the street do you anything. So, his reaction to the situation with M&P was, he made it. He pushed it to that point because now you're playing with my money, my music, my creativity, and that's why Slim. But I think that was another reason why P, kind of turned his back because he feel like Slim had a brotherly bond, and C trying to fix it with him, but P didn't want to make it right, and he was all the way to the wrong. So that's how that. But Slim, that impacted a lot. I'm talking about a lot of people. Like we still ain't. The city still ain't recovered from that. Nope.
Now I'm trying to figure this out, too. I don't know if this is true or not, because I don't live in New Orleans, but to my knowledge, could have been that Soldier Slim, because he was the guy that, brought the Reeboks and the baggy pants and the white tees to the table for the Hot Boys?
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah, Slim was on that. I just remixed that song. That's Soldiers. Soldier Reeboks. He had a whole song.
Okay.
Called Soldier. Rapping about the tennis and stumping. How it used to be around that time. Because around that time, Slim had everybody wearing Soldier Reeboks. I'm talking about like the whole city. It wasn't even much called Reeboks no more. It was called Soldier Reeboks. And they even made a pair with a little bit of camouflage in it. Yeah. Slim Mama needs to check into that. But she ought to be, I think it's only right. Reebok need to cut her a check.
Which is crazy because you would think that around the time Slim was out there, a lot of rappers were getting shoe deals at that time. Like 50 was coming out with the
Jay-Z and
Jay-Z had the S Carters.
Yeah, but and I remember Slim talking about it before, but I don't know how far did he go for like trying to get a check from them but I know he talked about it, especially when they came with the camouflage on the ones they came out with that time. That was Slim all day.
Yeah, Yeah, to look up the song. It was Soldiers on My Feet. Yeah, I remember it now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stringing up my soldiers real tight because ain't no telling what goes on a flight. All right? Yeah. Yeah, he definitely started that. That's why I don't understand. Turp, man, that man just say anything out of his mouth. You know, like, you know, on his new video, you got pictures of old pictures of video clips of Soulja Slim. And, man, Slim ain't affiliate with you like that, man. None of that, man. You can't find no video. No video that. You can't find no video that say, huh? Yeah. Wait, what you said?
Yeah, Soldier was close. It seemed like to me Soldier was close to the BG.
Yeah, now him and Jeezy, him and BG was like, they was like how him and C was. Him and BG. You know, but yeah, BG, him and BG was real tight. Nobody ain't mess with that dude Turk like that, man. You could just randomly pick people from uptown and they gonna tell you, man, that nobody on that man ain't got no strife down here.
Yes sir, man. I mean, Soulja Slim is like very influential, man. That's why I wanted to put that question out there, because it's good to see that he's finally getting some recognition, because that man was a pioneer out here for the South. One of the pioneers.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And he act like he ain't want to mention him. He Snoop had to mention him. Then he was like, oh, yeah. Come on, man. You can't. Nope. Ain't nobody. I wouldn't have never accepted that. Yeah, you gonna give me lesser than what you gave me for my first album, and that mud down there went gold out the gate, almost flappy. Nah, that's no, nah. It can't be all the money I'm gonna get. It can't be. See, I would have tripped out too. So, you know, but
there's a lot of people that they didn't mention on that thing. Even Mr. Magic, they ain't even really mentioned him either. He played a heavy role in the women.
Yeah, I don't know how they not mentioned, but you got to look at it. You know, Magic had fell out with P2 before he got in the car accident. He even made you ever heard the song he made? The diss song he made. He did it to that Eminem, that in my closet, that closet beat. I'm cleaning out my closet. Man, he flashed out on that, man. You gotta check that out. All
yeah,
facts.
I'm gonna
check
it.
Man, all facts, man. Magic got straight to the point. On there, I'm talking about, and he did it. Man, he did it. Man, that mud nice. Nice, you can hit. And he not lying about nothing. It's the same, and when you listen to it and go back to what I've been saying and what everybody been saying, it's gonna. That's why I said what everybody, I suggest everybody just lying on you, bro. Come on. Everybody. Come on. You know, but that's what his problem is. But he just, you know, you can't just. It'll be a lot easier to move on, or move past the situation if you just admit to your wrongdoing. Don't keep getting up there doing that.
So you think it's a pride issue?
It is. Oh yeah, it's definitely a pride issue. Yeah.
Cause I kind of
like,
picked up
that's why
he did the video with Snoop. I kind of picked that vibe up about him. I mean, it seems like
because you know, but look, that's what.
Go ahead.
He did that, and I knew he was gonna do that because he everything was done. The Chronicles, you know, you done got these people to talk good about you, you know, to say this, you know, to, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's all, you know, you got what you needed done. So you don't need them no more. So now I'm going to say what I really wanted to say. And he asked Snoop right there with him. You know, even KL, like KL, man, I could see that KL was, you know, is, cause that, you know, them, you know, a lot of people, man, they ain't recovered from that No Limit. And a lot of people think, oh, I named my album Life After No Limit because I'm trying to DSP up. No, I named it that because I'm letting everybody know it's still Life After No Limit. A lot of people didn't. You know, they didn't know how to go from being under No Limit to, you know, to you know, to trying to do that, you know, because they ain't really have nothing. Like, if everybody couldn't go do a concert, nobody was going to do concerts. You know, we didn't do outside features like talking about, well, you know, so that really kind of crippled a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when the issue with the catalog.
Right. Man, them people at BMI didn't even much have me in the system.
Wow.
They didn't even have us in the system. BMI ASCAP. We put out an album without even us being registered. Everything was registered under Big P Publishing.
Especially when streaming came aboard, that made things a whole lot complicated.
Yeah,
even those old No Limit albums,
right.
they're not even on Apple.
Right. No, because you know, see, that's what Universal trying to do. See, that's the catalog. If we wasn't registered under BMI ASCAP, how is they going to pay? They only going to pay whatever publishing person or company that's on the paperwork. And that was Big P Publishing. So everything was going to P. Everything. He was getting all the publishing, whatever kind of publishing you get, whether it's writers publishing, any kind of publishing, none of the artists has never seen it. And the only reason why we about to start seeing it now is because Universal really is in control of the catalog now. And I think Beats by the Pound is in control of a percentage of it. But they had to go through every song. That's why it's taking so long. Because they want to hurry up and get all this, everything situated, so they could put it out on a streaming service where they could make their money back that whatchamacallit left the game with.
And that's what makes a lot of the streaming circuit, it reveals a whole lot of hidden paperwork. There's a lot of artists that didn't get no compensation whatsoever.
Yeah, nothing, man. Nothing. Ain't no way we no pups. And if he would have still had the catalog, we probably still wouldn't be getting it. But that's the only reason why, because Universal is a big company. You know, and I'm pretty sure they do stuff by the book. So, but the lawyers, they in process of doing that now. It's been like, it's been like since 2015 they've been working on that No Limit catalog. So that's just how out of order it was.
It's Especially when P just took the bread, took the $10 million and bounced.
And then you gonna get had a nerve enough to get up there and say, product, you ain't sell records in over 20. I guess so. See, you done made all the money. You done squeezed every dollar out of every the era you ever. And ain't nobody benefited from it. And see, that's what I be meaning when I say, I don't understand how somebody could get in front of camera and say they was worth $400 million and you was been all on the Forbes list and all this year. You mean to tell me not one of your artists is from that era street? But don't nobody, can't nobody see this but me? Like, how, I don't even understand how that.
He had 200 million, yeah. Right now. He's still up there.
Man, come on, man. And you still, and No Limit could have been gone further. But he didn't want to fix it. It's too late to fix it with me. I don't know, but I can't speak for everybody else. But it's too late. I didn't build my own buzz up. I went at him a couple of times, but
he does not want. It was kind of puzzling because I was thinking that you guys kind of settled things, but then it kind of came across again. Now you know, was it the Snoop and
you know
Instagram that did it?
Right. That's what I'm. And see, that's what a lot of the artists that did went on there, and that's what they was kind of mad about, the way he did it. Like, but you got to look at it. He don't need y'all no more. And then y'all had a chance to tell, you know, to keep it real with the fans and the, you know, people, but y'all didn't for y'all own reasons. I don't know, but now that church, y'all got to live with that.
That's real talk.
No, but I wouldn't. Yeah, you know, it's proven. Everything I've been saying is you could research it. I ain't got time. I ain't got to lie on nobody. I ain't got a thing. I don't even know how a publishing check look. If you want research, did me and Malachi. Really, did me and Malachi really get emancipated when we were 16? All you got to do is, they got ways you can research it. It happened in Baton Rouge courtroom with the lawyer Edward Hoffman. Everything I see, it could be researched. So, you know, him, and you know, like, I don't care about him being mad, I don't care, because I've been mad for a lot of years. So we just two people that's mad at each other, and I'm doing me and you doing you, but just don't get up there and say the artist is, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm supposed to be winning. When you mentioned Wayne, you know, people that was around my era, you should be mentioning Reginelli, Lil Gotti, Malachi, you know, that was around our time, but we was held back. But now I'm you know, now it's you know, God making it to where it's coming back, you know, it's I'm catching up, put it like that.
Music has been hitting too, man. I was feeling the Similac EP that you dropped along with the Life After No Limit Reloaded. So your consistency is definitely there.
Oh yeah, I'm like, and that's why I'm always in the studio. Because every song I do, it's always better than the last one. I'll be like, damn, I'll be saying. Like, you think I got three brains. But, you know, when it's for you, when it's your time, even like when I was incarcerated, I used to be reading magazines and, you know, stuff, peace, and you know, I was perfecting my flow. I was fine the whole time. I was, you know, locked up, you know, but now I'm better than that. The numbers don't lie. So
now, you know, before we wrap this up, I'm gonna kind of end this on a fun tip. Like, what are some of your best memories on being on the tank when you was recording that Gambino Family album, your first album with the group?
Man, my memory was like, now see, that was like when No Limit was a, you know, like a family. Like, you know, you got people working on, you know, the album. That mug was running like, it was love, you know. You know, we ain't had no yes men. We ain't had nobody. And, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't none of that. It was love. We just, you know, we just thought, nobody never would have thought that, you know, that would happen. But it did. And I wish it could have been fixed, you know, before he must got this far, but it wasn't on us. Y'all, they got to look at the head for that.
Yeah, because that was a crazy time, man. I remember the magazines. I remember y'all had flyers everywhere. Even projects that never dropped, y'all had it everywhere, like Tank Dolls Project. I was hoping somebody could get that.
Yeah, man.
One that with Max.
And you know, like, and that's why that's right. And that's why I say, you know, it could have been fixed to where, you know, let's get past this. Let's, you know, but you just don't want to pay. You don't want to get nothing. I mean, it's not our fault that you was making bad investments and, you know, that's what you wanted to do with your money. So since you chose to do all this million and one thing, and make a lot of bad investments, you will say, all right, I'm not just, and you just don't want up. And by right, they didn't have to negotiate nothing. Because the albums was already out. So that, you know, the beats they was producing was already on the album that was released already. So negotiation, they really didn't have to. That's money. That was money in the pocket already. But by us having to wait for P to hand in hand and give us money, or to get such and such to put this money in our account, it wasn't controlled by us. It was controlled by him. So if he felt like he ain't want to pay, be by the pound what he owed him, that's what he meant that. And that's when it all the way just, and he probably was feeling like, well, he knew that was going to be the end of it with him and Beast by the Pound, because he meant he wasn't going to pay them the money he owed him. So he went to find a new beat.
You know what, bro? You can check out the video that I did about Master P needing Beast by the Pound. I was just saying that from looking at the outside. I think a Beast by the Pound, they had that magic that captivated them in this town. And the stuff P was rapping
man,
on,
you know what,
he
man,
was above with him.
It wasn't nothing. And when he needed that sound. He needed, you know. And he, like I said, he had numerous of time to fix it, but he didn't. That could have been fixed way before the streaming services came and all that. Like, he really could have fixed it, but he chose not to.
And the results were these guys, he tried to get cheaper and get different producers, and he even started producing himself.
Yeah, and then he didn't even want to pay them.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's that's crazy. Bro, man. I'm telling you, man.
You know this old saying, you know, say pride is a mother, man. I mean, that situation could have been solved, and we probably could have been got like another decade of a no limit run because it was a great run.
Yeah,
it was great for the South.
That was the only reason why it didn't go. It didn't keep going because Pete refused to pay Beast by the Pound the money that they were owed. Even the ones that did featuring songs that year didn't get paid. Nobody had income coming in for a year.
Wow.
I ain't get paid for that featuring song I did on that TRU, the Crime Family album. I ain't get paid for that, the song we did on that Only God Could Judge Me, the commercial song. I didn't get paid for that that Trapped in Crime album, that C album, or that CP3.com, the featuring songs I did on them. But I wasn't even tripping on C. You know, that's who I was, you know, that's like my brother, you know. So it's a lot of, you know, like a lot of people didn't get it. And you going to get up here and say, product don't talk and all this, yeah. All right, you knew product don't talk back. You knew that a couple months ago before we must came with the documentary. But since you finished with the documentary, now you won't come back and see product. You ain't sell records. Not a product don't talk back. Because you don't need these people no more.
That's wild, man. I mean, it just, you know, you sometimes be like going on the what ifs, man, because it was such a magical run. And if you could look at the picture that I posted the other day, I posted the picture of the underground album that Master P did, The Ghetto Trying to Kill Me. Like, I've been on that movement since 95.
Yeah.
So for the
man,
it's sad to see.
Yeah, because No Limit could have went way further than that. Way, way further than that.
Now, a lot of people say it was because of Cash Money. Do you think it was because of Cash Money, or do you think it was because of No Limit and how they handled things?
I would have to say, to be honest, my opinion, I believe it was because Cash Money came with a different sound. You know, like, and if you pay attention, P note that when Cash Money came with that sound and that different kind of style, then P kind of like tried to switch it up. That's when he come with the Ice on My Wrist. You know, P ain't used to talk rap about no bling like that. He might mention, but to make a whole song talking about how much ice you got and all this, because you saw that's what Babe and them was doing, and they was on the rise with it. So you figured you could cut in. But you don't know. And this is an exclusive, you hear me? I'm about to give y'all some exclusiveness. Y'all don't know that I've been knowing Baby through this dude I used to run with a while back when I was real young. And I was into, you know, I was just getting in the streets for the dude named Gangsta. He's incarcerated right now in the feds. You know, that was like a brother to me, you know. He gave me the game on a lot. You know what I'm saying? I won't try to do something to help, you know, get out because he helped me with a lot as a youngster, you know, even though he was into, you know, what they say he was into, you know what I'm saying? But And he used to bring me to Bibb in them studio, you know, when they was at Canal Place, you know, so I've been knowing Bibb, but I wasn't really serious about rap at that specific time, like, you know, because they were still local around this time, Cash Money. And, but Bibb tried to go get the same deal at Priority like P had. You know why Priority didn't give it to him, right? Mm-hmm. Because P told Priority if they signed him, he was walking.
Wow.
So all that getting up here talking about you salute Cash Money and all that, man, you didn't like them people, man. All that getting in front of that camera shit. Man, they been back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Even when P come with that on that Hootie Hoo, 4 or 5 Hummers convertible Jag for the summer. SS in on 20s, but I ain't no uptown stunner. Then Baby come with the on that High Girl song. He said, fuck a thug girl. Them hoes are only suck my dick. I need a hot girl to represent this hot boy clique. You know, so they been back and forth saying, you know, this, that, you know, slangs this way. So, all that, what I be saying, like, is you going to keep it 1,000, 100? Or you going to keep it 0? Like, you can't straddle. It got to be one. Either you going to be real or you going to be fake. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I be saying, like, with them, they get in front of. Yeah, I know
that's
a lot of people probably didn't know that. Yeah, that's exclusive.
You ain't gonna hear that nowhere but Off the Cuff Radio. But yeah, man, we about to wrap this up shortly, man, because I gotta head up out of here, man. But
man, you already know, man.
Doing this, bro, man. I mean, we had to make it happen because we want to get everybody that was a part of the No Limit family, a part of the story, onto the table. Just like we had Young Bleed on the other day. Big shout to him. So it's a mouth.
Man, shout out to Bleed, man. I met Bleed. Me and Bleed supposed to do something, man. Bleed.
Yeah, I'm gonna connect y'all two together, man. So maybe I can make that happen.
All right. Yeah, because he hit me up telling me he want to do something. You know, we just never made the connection right, but we gonna do something.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him up this weekend probably. Now I'm going to try to, you know, link him up to y'all and make this thing cook from there, because I know y'all probably got a banging story.
Oh, yeah, man, we got it. Ooh, I got some. Man, you going to see.
Hey, man, y'all heard it, man. So I'm about to wrap this thing up, man. Big shout out to you, bro, for taking this time to join us in this exclusive interview. We're going to have probably some bites, and we're going to have the full thing up on YouTube probably this weekend or next week. So once again, thank you for joining us, man. It took a lot of to get this thing together. We almost had to cancel the show, but, man, we knocked it out.
Yeah, man, you know, I got to keep my word, yeah.
For sure, man. So I'm going to see y'all on Friday night. We're going to have the episode with Fredro Starr going down. Big shout-out to T-Max with the facts. Big shout-out to the whole New Orleans for listening. This is going to be a special one right here. And big shout-out to Reginelli, the Gambino family, for showing us love over the years. And we're going to keep this thing pushing, y'all.